want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is tostadas. We drive about 60 miles round trip to get our tortillas these days. I don't wish to think, as an accountant might, how much gas that costs per tortilla. But these tortillas are worth it, partly to see the face of the 70-something woman who sells them to me from her little bodega. She sells lengua and such, too. Her shop is named Moreno's, and I urge you to make the trek. It is down in the bosom of our South Florida's growing region, which encircles the appropriately named village of Homestead. One of the other places we also visit is a Mexican eatery attached to a gas station. It is a cheery, working-class place, loud with both the television booming and cantina music squawking from the open kitchen. I would be back there in that kitchen if I could. I would love to see just how they make their tostadas. They are a perfect textural dance between crispy and slightly pliant, and that is the goal. Texture is often misunderstood in the proper making of food. We do talk about how great it is to eat a satisfyingly crunchy or meltingly tender thing, but the cookbooks and TV chefs need to show how to attain these textures. I'm sure that woman in the kitchen next to the gas station in Homestead could give a master class. The thrifty nature of Mexican cooking is apparent in that tostadas are mostly made from tortillas that have become too stale for soft tacos. True, they would be fine for what are called hard-shelled tacos, but they are also fine for tostadas. When fried just right, that staleness issue is hasta luego, amigos, and the flat, crispy tortilla becomes toasted, whence the name tostada comes from. Before I became a cook, I worked for a short time spraying concrete out of fire hoses in western Kansas. We were building pit silos for cattle feedlots. I was 19, just trying to make enough bucks to hitchhike to the next adventure. I hated the taste of dust in my mouth from the sun-baked earth kicking up around us as we worked. But there was a salvation in that Kansas workplace, too. The majority of the other workers were from Mexico, and in the bars we'd hit after work, they taught me to understand how tortillas are used in various ways. Tostadas are a tad more awkward to eat than a taco, but I deal with the mess. I like that I can see the vibrantly colored food in the way a tostada is open-faced. I love tacos and tostadas both, to be sure. One of each, please. Tortillas are made of carefully selected dried corn and just the right amount of lime, too. A properly made tortilla almost melts in your mouth. We were in Mexico City not long ago and bought 2 bags of hand-padded tortillas from a small Indian woman wearing a stovetop hat and smoking a corn cob pipe. They were heavenly, just plain, out of the paper bag. You see, I'll go a long way for a tortilla. I knew that when I got home, they'd be one day old and perfect for tostadas. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.